Hey, babe, welcome to Anchor Within. My name's Lena, and I'm a multi-passionate free spirit and personal development nerd obsessed with empowering others to become the absolute best version of themselves. In this podcast, we're diving really deep within our own bodies and minds to discover who we are so that we can anchor down to build a really strong foundation that allows us to unleash our limitless potentials and create the lives we have always dreamt of. Together, we'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll give each other some tough love, and we'll probably get really uncomfortable. But hand in hand, we'll figure it out along the way, and we'll come out even stronger on the other side. So babe, let's dive on in. Hey, hey, welcome back to minisode number 2 of 4, lessons 8 through 14. I hope you loved yesterday's episode and had some great takeaways, and I hope that you find a lot of value in this one as well. So let's move into the next 7, starting with number 8, people are not thinking about you. We are so wrapped up in social media, what we post, what we look like, that we think everyone is always staring at us or judging us or looking at us or, you know, staring at the pimple on our cheek that decided to show up overnight or the stain on our pants or the spinach in our teeth. We're too focused on the million and one things we have on our own to-do list to be concerned with other people. Okay, most of the time people are just trying to stay in their lane, move on with their day, and no one is paying attention to what you're wearing or how your socks don't match or whatever you're worried that people are thinking about you. Okay, people don't care. They are focusing on them. But on the other hand, sometimes people will judge you for your life choices, for your career path, for this, for that. Okay, people judge. And that's number 9. Other people's opinions and judgments of you are a reflection of them and not you. They are projecting their realities, their insecurities onto you. They don't think that you can do it because they don't think that they can do it. They tell you that it's stupid, that it's not going to work because they're too scared to see you succeed. Because if you succeed, what does that mean about them? What does it mean that they don't want to do the work, right? Does it mean that they're not capable? Does it mean that they're lazy? It doesn't matter what it means, but it's just a projection of what they believe about themselves onto you. They don't want to see you happy because they aren't willing to do the work to make themselves happy. It's a projection of them onto you. And when I learned this, I was able to stop caring so much about what everybody else thought about what I was doing and of me as a person. And I started focusing more on what's most important, which is what I think of me. And it goes the other way too. So if you're pointing the finger and you're judging someone and you find yourself in a negative spiral or spitting negative gossip about other people, point the finger back at yourself and say, what in this situation is triggering me to think or speak negatively about this person? Because that will point you in the direction of what you continue and need to continue to work on about yourself and your own insecurities and your own, you know, thoughts and feelings about yourself. Number 10, mental health is just as, if not even more important than your physical health. Treat it that way. Meditate, see a therapist, do breath work, take medication if you need it. There is no shame in needing help for your mind the same way that there's no shame in needing help for a broken bone. There's no shame in training your brain the same way that there's no shame in, you know, taking care of your muscles and eating well to fuel your body. Without your mental health, you really have nothing, and the mind is so extremely powerful. If we don't take care of it, it will take charge of everything else. Okay. So focus on your mental health, your soul, your heart. Take care of all of you, not just the physical parts. Number 11, eat the damn cake. Enjoy your life and don't miss out on things. Okay. This isn't about food. This is about enjoying life rather than holding yourself back and not allowing yourself to like indulge in the foods or the moments or the experiences because you don't want the calories or you don't want people to see your stretch marks or you're too worried about the finances or someone judging you for doing the thing. Girl, just don't miss out on life. Life is too short to be worried about, you know, what you look like in your bathing suit. Just wear the damn bikini and show off your stretch marks because they're awesome. Okay. Eat the damn cake. Don't miss out. Just enjoy life. Okay. Number 12 is be present in the moment because right now is all that you have. We don't know if we're going to get it tomorrow. We don't ever have yesterday again. We can't change what happened yesterday, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow if we have a tomorrow. So enjoy every second of right here, right now. Be in the moment with your people. Put the phone down. Listen, observe, notice their facial features. Notice the way that, you know, their eyes smile whenever they're talking about the person that they love. Notice little things about people. Enjoy every single moment. Enjoy every single piece of your food, every bite. Okay. Focus on tasting instead of inhaling, right? Be mindful, be in the present because there's so many incredible things and moments that we miss out on that we take for granted and don't even realize are going on around us because we're too focused on what's going to happen tomorrow or what we're having for dinner or about that awkward conversation we had with a stranger in an elevator yesterday, right? Number 13, start scared because the timing will never be right. Time, money, ability, whatever your excuse is that you're not doing it, you just freaking do it, okay? Do the things you want to do. Just go for it. Do it. The circumstances will never be perfect. Life will always throw a curveball at you when you least expect it. And especially when you feel like you're almost ready to go, life will just throw one right at you. So be ready and expect challenges and be willing to just go for it. Work through the challenges because it will never be a perfect time. And if you don't go for it now, you will always be right here where you are right now for the rest of your life. And you will end up regretting it in the end, I promise. Number 14, play. Bring out your inner child and don't ever lose it. Do you remember how joyful you were when you were a kid? Dancing, singing along in the car, coloring, drawing, painting, playing the piano, playing saxophone, swinging on a swing set, having a picnic in the park with your friends. Do the things that you loved to do when you were a kid. There is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to bring out that joy because the innocence and that play and that joyfulness that kids have, why don't we carry that on with us, right? Whatever you love to do as a little kid, whatever brought you joy, find that again and do it. You lose so much of that innocence and that joy that, you know, we have responsibilities. We're adults. We have to keep our own tiny humans alive. We have jobs to go to. We can't be playing 24/7, but we have to wake it back up. We have to find time to make time, right? Find time and make time to make your inner child happy. Watch your light just light up with fire and joy, and you'll be so much happier and so much more content and joyful in your life when you wake that thing up. Okay, do the things that make you happy. And there you have it, folks. Halfway through today, we are on 8 through 14. I really hope that these are helpful for you guys. And I would love, love, love if you would just share these mini-sodes with your friends and family. Pass these lessons on. Tag me in your stories. Let me know what value you're finding in these, what your takeaways are, so that I know I'm not just talking to an empty wall in my closet, because that's essentially what I'm doing. So knowing that you're listening means so much to me. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you picked up a few tips and tricks that you can take with you into the rest of your day. If you vibe with this episode, it would mean the world to me if you share your takeaways on social media and tag me so that we can connect. I would love to personally thank you for helping me spread this message into the world. I'm so grateful for this adventure that we're on together. Until next time, babe, we'll talk soon.